What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. We're on episode 56. Today, we're talking about living in the wilderness, not having a church home. Our last two sermons talked about, was God mad at you for not going to church? And then we talked about why you should leave a church and how you should leave a church. So today, we're talking about what you do when you're out and you don't have a church. Is this God's will? Well, we see in scripture that it is God's will for some of his saints to be in the wilderness or to not have a church for a season. We see these examples with Israel, where they didn't have a home for a certain period of time. They left Egypt and then they were in the wilderness, traveling to the wilderness to go to the promised land. We also see John the Baptist, who lived in the wilderness. And before Christ came, he taught people how to get right with God. People had to come out of the city into the wilderness to listen to him. And then we have Jesus, who was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tested by Satan. So we see the same principle when it comes to the saints spiritually. When they don't have a church, they're in the wilderness. They're passing through the wilderness. And what I want people to understand is that this is a temporary phase. Okay, we see that Israel went through the wilderness. They didn't stay in the wilderness. They eventually went to the promised land. We see that Jesus didn't stay in the wilderness being tested by Satan. He came out after 40 days and 40 nights. We see that John the Baptist, those who went to visit him, they came back. They didn't stay in the wilderness with him. And he eventually left the wilderness as well. So this is a temporary thing. And also, I want you to understand that you will be protected and taken care of in the wilderness. We see that Israel was fed in the wilderness. God provided manna. He provided quail. He provided water out of a rock. He took care of his people during that transitional period. So he's going to take care of you. He took care of Jesus when he was in the wilderness after being tested for 40 days and 40 nights. He sent the angels to minister to him. So they probably brought him some food and took care of him and strengthened him. And same thing with John the Baptist. While he was in the wilderness, helping them get right and prepared for Jesus Christ's coming, he was eating on locusts and honey. And he was well protected, wearing camel's clothing and lived in a cave. God took care of him. God took care of Jesus. God took care of Israel. So he's going to take care of you. And so this is a temporary thing. God is going to take care of you in the process of it. It's nothing to be scared of, fearful of. Don't let, you know, your pastor or people from the past tell you that you without a church, you're going to be alone and all that kind of stuff. No, you are with Christ Jesus. Jesus is with you during this process. All right. So just keep that in mind. There's seven reasons why God takes people way out of a church and puts them in the wilderness where they don't have a church for a season. All right. And we're going to talk about those, but I just want to go over some of the reasons why, you know, Israel was in their predicament and John the Baptist and Jesus. Okay, so we know that Jesus was taken into the wilderness, led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tested by Satan. And that was for the purposes of making sure he was mature to go forward in his ministry. All right. So that was the purpose for that. Purpose of Israel for going into the wilderness for 40 years was to kill off those who did not believe they could go into the promised land. So he said, since y'all don't believe, the majority of y'all don't believe that y'all can take this promised land after seeing the giants and all this other stuff in there, I'm going to make y'all just wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. And I'm going to make sure the people who didn't believe die off. And then the younger generation can go into the promised land and possess it. All right. Also, during that time, God taught Israel all about him, who he was. He gave his law. He showed them who he was. And so that was the process and the purpose for them being in the wilderness. All right. And then John the Baptist, I believe he was in the wilderness and people had to come listen to this prophet in the wilderness and not in the city, because the Pharisees were in the city. They were there preaching what they were preaching. The same old stuff, the law, this, that, and the other. But they weren't in tune with God. And so the people, they couldn't stay in the city to hear what Pharisees was talking about alongside the prophet. They had to go into the wilderness, go outside the city, and then listen to the prophet teach them and talk to them about the coming of Jesus Christ. And so to get ready, he was baptizing people, getting them ready for Jesus Christ to come on the scene. And so this is the purpose why he was out there. And of course, God was probably doing some things personally with the prophet as well. All those reasons apply to us as well. ministry, being tested for ministry, to hear the word without any kind of distractions, like from the Pharisees or religious leaders. That's another reason why the you're there. And then, of course, to kill off those parts of your soul that don't believe God, that still have part of you that don't understand God. There's things in you that God is trying to work out of your soul. And so the wilderness is for those purposes. So let's go through these reasons. Number one, it's for separation, for holiness. So God separates his people off for the sake of holiness. You have to be brought away from the world and away from false Christians in order to be made holy. Okay, the definition of holiness means to be set apart. So all God is doing is setting you apart when you're in the wilderness. You're being set apart. And he's going to work with you. He's going to transform you. He's going to mature you. And that's the reason for that. All right. The second reason is to detox you, to clean you out. When you were in the world, you were made filthy. You were unclean. You were messed up by false doctrines and just the world in general. It messed you up. You know, you were a mess. You were a hot mess. And so being pulled away from other people and being isolated just with the Lord, God can work with you directly without any outside distractions that may pollute you further. Okay, so you can't be saying, well, I'm following the Lord, but you still go to church full of wickedness. And so they're polluting you one day, and then you go home, you read your Bible, and you study, and it just doesn't work. So God says, cut off that church. You're not going to church for a while. Stay with me. I'm going to work with you. And you'll find yourself in prayer more, fasting more, and Bible studies, and different things like that, because he's trying to detox you. This whole series is about detoxification. So that's another reason for it. Another reason, the third reason, is for healing of wounds. All right. We were wounded in the church system. We were wounded in the world. And so God wants to heal us. And he needs to take us away from other people and relationships and just say, let me clean you out. Let me fix you. Let me heal you. Because if he was just to take you from that wicked church that hurt you and then say, OK, now you can go to this new church where everybody's born again and they're going to love you and all that kind of stuff. You may not be able to take that yet because you haven't healed. And so sometimes people who haven't healed, they go into a new relationship and they still think that these new people are going to do what the old people did. If some of us were to be sent into a new church where everybody loved them and everything was fine, that we would become a problem to the people who were living right because of our wounds that hadn't healed yet. You know, there's a saying that goes, to hurt people hurt people. So if you haven't healed from the world and in a church, it's not good for you to go to a new church where you could potentially be harmful to somebody else. Another reason why God brings us into the wilderness is to learn who he is. Just like Israel had to learn who God was, we got to learn who God is. The church did not teach us who God was. We were given a false representation of God. As Paul talked about, there was another gospel, there's another spirit and another Jesus Christ out there. It's a counterfeit. And so we grew up with that counterfeit. And God is saying, I'm going to show you who I really am. And we're going to have a personal connection and we're going to talk and we're going to build together. And so just like Israel learned who God was, because they grew up in Egypt and all they knew was the gods of Egypt and the way they were treated. And they were in slavery for all this time. And they didn't know who God was. And so they had to learn, and he gave them the law. He showed them that he was their provider and that he was their protector and that what was important to them was them believing in him and having faith. That was alone was enough for him, you know, and he would take care of the rest. And that's how we're learning today, being separated just with you and God. And so this is very important that you take this time that he's taking you away from church so that you can learn who he is. All right. The fifth reason is for reliance on God. Just like Israel had to learn to rely on God for everything, we need to rely on God for everything. And he's going to teach you that in the wilderness. We've been taught that we can take care of ourselves, that we are our own providers. And so in the wilderness, he'll show us that he is our provider. I've heard people say, if I'm not around the saints, I'm going to fall into sin. So I really need to be in church. And my response to that is, well, you're not drawing your power from God. You're drawing your power from those saints. God doesn't want you doing that. He wants you drawing power from him. He wants you to be as an individual, alone, by yourself, still walking in righteousness. You don't need a group of people to be righteous. That's the true test of a human being. If they're really righteous, if they can by themselves still live right apart from other people. If you need to be a part of a group in order to live right, then you're not drawing your power from God. And so God takes us away from the other people and say, look, I'm going to show you how to be righteous alone, where you're just powered directly from me. And ultimately, that's what he wants for all his saints. So when we do come together, we're not relying necessarily on each other or drawing strength from each other. We're drawing power from God. Now, we do take care of one another, and we do understand that each has different gifts, and we do rely on each other for different services and things like that. But ultimately, we draw our power from God. And if you noticed, if this ever happened to you, if there's ever been people in your life that are like leeches where they just, they attach themselves to you, and they anytime they got a problem, they call you and they drain you and they talk to you on the phone, and they trying to lay all their problems. That person is using you as a god to overcome some kind of burden, and we're not built for that. God is who we're supposed to go to about stuff like that. And so what God is doing is taking us away from other people and saying, look, you draw your energy from me, okay? It's not to say that we don't encourage one another and we give love and support to each other. It's not to say that nobody should go to each other to discuss that. But my point is that he's teaching us to be reliant solely on him, not people. Okay, so this crowd mentality has to go. This my family's in church, I need to be a part of that, has to go. He wants to make sure you are solid and strong apart from other people, because this is an individual affair. You're not getting into heaven with your family or your church. You're going in by yourself. Everybody individually is being judged. And so he's trying to prepare each person individually. Okay, you can't get in with the group. All right, so he's trying to break that group mentality where you're relying on so-and-so to help you and all this kind of stuff, all right? Your energy and power must come from Jesus Christ alone, all right? And so that's what he does in the wilderness. He teaches that. Number six, wisdom and discernment. He teaches wisdom and discernment in the wilderness. Because you're away from the world and the false church system, God will begin to show you how evil operates. He'll begin to reveal to you things that you didn't see before. You begin to learn how the media is lying to people. Just your discernment level grows, okay? And then in that discernment, he'll begin to test you to see whether or not you are still gullible in certain instances. And you'll see that how you've grown, where something in the past might have or deceived you, now it doesn't, okay? So that's what he's doing with you in the wilderness. And there are going to be people in the wilderness, just like Israel dealt with a group called the Amalekites, and they were a group of nomadic people who would just rob people in the wilderness as they passed through. There are going to be people like that while you're in the wilderness, who, well, they may claim to be of God or not, but they're going to be out there trying to spy at your liberty and try to put you in the bondage. False teachers and preachers online trying to get your money or trying to get you a part of their cult or something, because they're trying to take advantage of you. You have to be careful and be wise and be discerning. And so that's what God is going to be preparing you for. And so there's going to come a time when they're going to come across you, and you're going to have to be able to see them for what they are and be able to defeat them and say, look, I'm not going to be a part of what you're doing. I see that you're not of God, and you're not going to rob me. And we know that Israel defeated the Amalekites at some point. They tried to rob them, and they, you know, God gave them a victory over them. So just know that you stay with God and you love him and you don't want no part of that false church system, you won't be a part of. You won't get robbed. All right. If you still want it, you still want to belong to a group, and you have that desire, and you have yet to fully come to grips that God is dealing with you individually and that you won't have a group or connection yet, you may be susceptible and falling victim to that, because they're going to offer you a local fellowship. Hey, we've left the church too. You know, it's wicked out there. You know, come to our church. It's down the street and it's in our home, and we just love each other and X, Y, Z. And you get there and you see this ain't really what they said it was. And it's the same thing that is in the false church system. It's just in a home. And that's another reason why God brings us out of the church system into the wilderness, because some of us, well, here's the deal. This is what people do. I've seen people do this. They leave the church system, say, this is wicked, it's crazy. They go in their homes, they start a church in their home, all right? But they start doing the same stuff, minus a few things, in the false church system. And God said, I'm not with that. And so those people who are not listening to God will rise up, create ministries, local ministries in their homes and online, and say, hey, come over here. And they really are just an Amalekite. They're to rob you of your money financially, or your spiritual freedom, your liberty in Christ Jesus. And you got to be aware of that. All right. So God is training you to be wise and discerning. The last reason is testing for ministry. Okay, we're all called to be in ministry. Then you've been given a gift. You've been given a talent to do some things for the Lord. God's going to show you what your purpose is. He's going to train you. And then you're going to be tested. And so just like Jesus was tested in the wilderness, you'll be tested. There'll be things that will come across your desk that you have to deal with. And then God will see, okay, maybe you're ready or maybe you're not ready. And you have to go through the test again if you fail at, and if you pass it, then he, you know, moves you up to the next level. And eventually you're able to go into ministry. So those are the reasons for the wilderness. It's not a bad thing. Okay. You may feel like, man, I'm isolated. I don't have any friends or family. You do have friends. God is your friend. Okay. You're not alone. Okay. You got angels protecting you. Jesus looking over you and watching you. The Holy Spirit with you. The Father looking out for you. So you're not alone, okay? And then you have connections online. You may not be physically connected to people, but there are believers in Christ that are in the same predicament you are in, and y'all can connect. Y'all can talk here and there. But ultimately, you want to be spending most of that time with God, okay? Fasting, praying, and learning from Him. Studying the Bible just directly. You know, just reading a chapter a day and just kind of meditating on it and letting God speak to you. You know, let God lead you to different ministries online that teach you the word, you know, like this ministry. Listen to what's being said. Take it in and think on it, but also be discerning. Because like I said, the Amalekites are out there, there's false teachers out there, there's false prophets, and they're looking to get people who don't have a church. You know, when I first left the church system, I was desperate to belong and to be a part of stuff. And I had visited different churches. I actually took a 24-hour trip to a particular church, a local home church, and it was wicked. You know, I had my reserves, and I told the Lord, I said, if this ain't right, let me know. And I got down there, and the first few days he showed me, this is not of me, this is all foolishness. And I left, you know, but it's people out there that exist who are trying to fill a void that really should be filled by God. So make sure that you're not still wanting to belong and all that kind of stuff. That's a human desire. God's going to take care of that. Be patient. In the meantime, let God feel that, so you won't feel apart from something. You are a part of the kingdom of God. You're part of the body of Christ. When you get to a place of maturity, you'll find yourself content with a fellowship or without a fellowship. That's where me and my wife is at. It don't matter to me if I'm in a fellowship or not. I can be alone with God, and it's just me and my wife, or just me, because I was doing this prior to marriage, or I can be in the fellowship. I'm cool with either one. It doesn't matter. So, but all that said, just take the time that you're in and know that God's going to bless you. This is all about coming into that promised land. Israel was being prepared to go into that promised land, to get all the benefits and all the wealth that was there. And that's where he's taking you, to the next level in ministry, the next level in your maturity in Christ, and in the fellowship. So that when you all come together, you all know what to do. You can all flow together and be that church that's a light to the world. Okay? And that's what he's preparing us for. That's what I see in scripture. That's why I believe that God is bringing a lot of people out of the church and into the wilderness. You know, it's not something forever. It's temporary. And it's not wrong. You know, a lot of people, like I said, they try to tell you that you have to be in a church. No, you don't. You have to be in a loving church, and you have to be led by the Spirit. Let God lead you to where you need to go. Now, if he's not leading you to a new church, then you stay alone with your family or by yourself, and you work with the Lord, and he'll transform. You'll see great things happening in your life. All right. Till next time, walk in the Spirit. You're not a child of God. Be born again and be blessed.